Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babbie Mason, and happy to be with you, Peggy Banks.
It's nice to have you with me, Babbie. We've been sharing some ideas about what it means to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
And where is the hope in the waiting? It's so difficult, I know, for me, and just to know that God is saying, I just want you to wait, just wait.
A little while longer.
And my little while longer is a little different in time frame than the Lord's little while longer.
Do you think?
I think so.
Oh, my goodness. His ways are not our ways.
No.
And his thoughts are not our thoughts.
They're not. And, you know, if it could just happen tomorrow, I'd be okay. Or even today. Today's good. But sometimes it doesn't happen for many years.
Yes.
And God is calling us to wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
But when we wait on him, our strength is renewed. And we get to see the character of God in miraculous ways, do
yes.
mighty things in our lives than we could ever think or imagine.
You know, somebody today is probably, maybe somebody that's listening today has been waiting for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I have friends who have kids, and they're waiting for their kids to come to know the Lord.
That's right.
It seems like the more they wait, the worse things get.
Yes, that's right. I have a friend who's been waiting for a long time for her parents to come to the Lord.
Mm.
They're still living, but they are aging. And the days are closer and closer for that opportunity for them to know Jesus. And so, right, just praying on that.
The Word of God gives us hope,
mm-hmm.
that expectation that our best and brightest days are still in front of us.
Yes, yeah.
And that's what I love about walking with the Lord, mm-hmm. is that I always have hope. I can always expect my future
yeah.
to be better than my past.
And we like to say with TWR Women of Hope that we have hope not because of who we are and what we have, but because of who he is and what he gives us in Jesus. So just being reminded that the hope that we have has a name, and it isn't a person. And that person is Jesus Christ. As we put our faith in him, he gives us a hope for all eternity. And so that's what we want to talk about today. We want to look at this idea of where do we find hope? How do we find hope? You know, how do we find hope?
Yes.
Well, we just need to look for it.
That's what the Bible says,
right? It does say that. And when we look for it, we will find it.
When we search for hope with all of our heart.
Yes.
God has a plan for us,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good plan.
It is. It is a good plan. We may not think the plan is good, but it is a good plan, and God already knows what we need before we ask him for it. So
yes.
What's the verse you're thinking of today that's on your heart?
Well,
Debbie?
I love Psalm 27. My mother, she's in heaven with the Lord now, but she had a favorite psalm, and this was it, Psalm 27. And this gives me a lot of encouragement today, because I can look at my mom, who was a pastor's wife, served the Lord oh so diligently as a first lady of the Lilly Missionary Baptist Church in Jackson, Michigan, where my father, the late Reverend George W. Wade, was the pastor.
Mm.
And so the Word of God, you know, played a big part in our family and in our church. Mm. And we had this radio broadcast every Sunday morning, and we would open up the broadcast with this passage. And my mother was like the voice that would open up the service or up the broadcast. And so I heard her read this every Sunday morning.
Wow.
And so I want to read just the first verse of Psalm 27, verse 1, but then I'll skip over to verse 14 because that's the verse that has the hope in it.
Right.
So Psalm 27, verse 1 says this, "The Lord is my light." I love that. I could just stop right there and bask in that. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? This whole passage, this is one of those capstone
yes.
passages that we just love to read the entire passage. But for the sake of time, I'll go over to verse 14. Verse 13. Let me go to verse 13. The psalmist says this, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And I love how the psalmist repeats it. just so that you didn't miss it. He didn't want you to miss it. So he says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. While you wait, be of good courage. And in the waiting, he'll strengthen your heart. Then he repeats it. It's like a bookends. You know, the waiting are two bookends. Wait on the Lord. Then he says it again. And you know, Peggy Banks, when I see a promise, of course, the whole word, you know, the Bible from cover to cover, even the table of contents, all the way back to the maps resonates with my spirit. It resonates with me.
The maps are important part. They really are.
The maps
Absolutely.
Are good.
Yes.
But when there is a passage that just really just kind of rises up off the page and resonates with me, I put my name there and I speak to myself.
Yes.
With psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And I love to read the word of God aloud. And I just say it to myself, Babby Mason, wait on the Lord. Babby, wait on the Lord. Babby, take courage. Be of good courage, Babby, and the Lord will strengthen your heart. Babby Mason, wait on the Lord. And when I hear myself speak to myself in psalms and hymns and spiritual psalms, do you know it gives me strength? It strengthens my heart. And it gives me hope and it gives me courage. And on the days that I want to, you know, without hope, you just want to give up.
Yes, exactly.
Without hope. And that's what verse 13 says. I had fainted.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give up unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And that's what hope gives for us. Hope gives us the determination, the confidence not to give up.
Amen. And I love when we read these passages and study even more who the writer of the passage is, right? And we see King David, who wrote this psalm, and you think about all the opposition that he faced within his family, his own children trying to kill him, you know.
Even messes of his own making.
His own decisions and choices that he made. You know, there were things that he really can speak into the truth about what it means to wait on the Lord.
Yes.
What it means to find confidence in him, that God, there is a better, God is doing something.
Yes. And I think, you know, David knew what it was like to get in the way of God's best for him because of his own anxiety, his own lusts, his taking his own matters into his own hands.
Right.
And he saw the outcome of that,
mm-hmm.
and how getting in the way of God's plan can really wreak havoc in your life.
Even though he is known as a man after God's own heart, right?
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
How a man could make such a mess of his life,
right?
And still be a man who hungers and thirsts after God, mm-hmm. and God look on his life with pure delight.
And as he confesses his sins, we see in Psalm 51 that King
yes.
David wrote, you know, God forgives him of his sins, cleanses him, and gives him a new life, right? Create in me, he says, a clean heart, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, right? He still had this heart to help those know that it's important to wait on God, that they can have hope as they wait on him, right?
And this is what I love, Peggy Banks, that even when I mess up, even when I made a mess of my life, mm-hmm. even when I have made wrong decisions
mm-hmm.
and things don't turn out like I want them to,
mm-hmm.
the Lord still, he loves me,
yes.
and he'll give me another chance.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know, I find so much joy in that. I find a great sense of joy that even, Babby Mason, even when you have made a mess of your life,
mm-hmm.
I have a father who loves me unconditionally. Now, that doesn't give me permission
yeah.
because when you walk close with the Lord and when you mess up, mm-hmm. your spirit is grieved.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My heart is grieved.
Yeah, and that's the thing that God is looking for, a contrite heart. Again, King David says in Psalm 51, that contrite heart he's looking for as our sacrifices, right? He doesn't want us to just give things, but he wants our heart to be broken before him. And so that's what I love about this passage so much. And the way that David writes his prayers, there are times when he's, you know, confident of who God is, and then there's times when he's crying out to God. You know, sometimes we think, oh, we have to have it all together when we're praying. We have to believe all the time. We can't doubt that God's there. But we see that so much as evidence in the Bible that the prayers have a lot of things involved in them. There's this doubt. Are you there? Do you hear me? Are you listening?
Yes.
And then this confidence where he comes back and says, but I remain confident that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Well, you see David's honesty.
Yeah.
His honesty before the Lord and,
yes.
his vulnerability before God. And he just... it's almost as if he's standing before God, just vulnerable, before just broken. And that's what I love about this relationship with the Lord, is we can be real before him.
Exactly.
He knows us anyway. He knows our vulnerability. He knows our brokenness. He knows our weaknesses. And he is there to give us the strength that we find in this relationship with him that's founded up on this hope. And that's why we can say, that's why the psalmist can say, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord.
Yeah.
Be of good courage and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait. He says it again emphatically. Wait, I say, upon the Lord.
And you know, Babby, I don't want to miss this point for our listeners, because we can be honest with God. We can be real with God. We can, you know, cry out to God. We can doubt God and yet still be confident in our prayers to the Lord. And I want to encourage this even in my own heart and to our listeners. I want us to be honest with God, but also be honest with each other. You know, if we're doubting, if we're struggling, if we're really questioning our faith, tell someone,
confess
go to
that.
Someone, confess it.
Yes.
And then let's come together and pray together and encourage one another and give hope to each other and not be afraid to say, even though I've been walking with the Lord 50 years, I still doubt God right here, or I don't see him working, or I can't wait any longer. I want to encourage our listeners and even in our own hearts for us to be honest with each other and allow people to come in and to minister to each other. So,
well, because when I walk with you and I see how God is working in your life, you remind me how God is working in my life, that's when I find that strength that I need. And that's why it's so important for us to have community together.
Yes.
And to walk, to do life together.
Thank you, Babby. Yes, we want you to know that you have a community here, and we are listening. And if you would love to contact us, you can contact us at womenofhope@twr.org. Thank you so much for being with us today. Thanks, Babby.